Well, good morning. It is Thursday, October the 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your Wake Up Call. It's good to be with you today. It's going to be a good day. It will be a hard day for some. It will be an easier day for others. But whether hard or easy, it's going to be a good day because it's going to be a God day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. There's so much right there. We should do a whole wake-up call on that verse alone. And since we're going to coming up here in the new year, January. But we've got business to tend to today. It begins with consecrating ourselves, with consciously setting ourselves apart for the Lord, for His work in us and through us. So you ready? Open your soul to hear this word. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just had an image come to my mind as we're praying through that prayer we pray every day. And it's like you, if you've ever run a business or a store, when you get there in the morning, you know, you turn on the lights, you turn on the whatever has to be turned on, you kind of get things going, and then what do? You go over to the window, and you flip the sign around from closed to open. That's what consecration, I think, looks like. It's all the turning on of our heart, our mind, our eyes, our even our bodies, and then flipping the sign around. It's like we're open for the business of the Lord today. All right, our entry is entitled, The Israelites Did As They Were Told. When enough is truly enough. Our text is Exodus chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. That evening, quail came and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Give us this day our daily bread and quail. Cloud by day, fire by night, quail in the evening, bread in the morning. There is a word between the words in today's text. It is not written in English, but clearly present. See if you can spot it. The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. enough. That's the unwritten word. No one had too much. No one had too little. Everyone had enough. Over the centuries, people and societies have attempted to accomplish this outcome. From cults to communes, and from communism to utopian visions of socialist nations, these idealistic fantasies always fail. Why? This kind of outcome cannot be legislated or governed into existence. Why? Because this is the kingdom of God we're talking about, not the kingdoms of this world. So does this mean a community where everyone has enough is a pipe dream and not possible in a fallen world? No, nothing is impossible with God. It brings us to seven of what may be the most remarkable words in today's text, if not in the whole Bible. They are the secret to the miracle of enough. You ready for them? Seven words. Count them on your fingers. The Israelites did as they were told. The pathway toward enough is found through obedience to God alone. Obedience is perhaps the greatest lesson the wilderness can teach us. There's not really a word for obey in the Hebrew language. The concept of obedience is derived from the Hebrew word shema, which means to hear. It's like when you don't do what your mom told you and she says, "Do you hear me?" Obedience is not compliance with the rules. Rather, it is a demonstration of faith. And where does the Bible say faith comes from? Yes, hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Bringing it full circle. Remember the Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And then he goes on to say, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." Obedience is all about trusting the one you are listening to. Sure. It is perhaps naive to believe that everyone will one day obey God. If so, call me naive. And truth be told, it only takes a few to get the movement going. Obedience is contagious. Because once a few people start to obey, the Holy Spirit brings the momentum of movement. Others, who perhaps lacked the courage at first, will begin to lean in and join the movement. I think that's what Jesus had in mind when he said this, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's Matthew 28:19-20. When you think about it, that's what we are trying to do together here with the wake-up call. To help each other hear the Word of God. Even to teach one another to obey everything Jesus commanded us. Let's do our job. The best news? We have the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the Lord of the church on the job with us. Completing the circle now, obedience is enough. It is the enough that leads to enoughness, which is all we need. to flourish. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I confess, I am part hard of hearing and part hard-hearted. And somehow I know those two things are connected. Would you deliver me from both my deafness as it comes to hearing your word and my hard-heartedness as it comes to trusting what you say? Deliver me into a keenness of hearing, of having a heart that listens intently and trusts instinctively. I do love you with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 I just felt the Lutheran version springing up in me today. Sorry if I threw you for a loop on that tune. But there are two tunes, at least two tunes, for this Gloria Patri that we're singing every day through Exodus. So thanks for hanging in there with that. The journal prompts today. Where are you in the journey of becoming and enough kind of person? Where might the Lord be asking for your obedience right now? Or really, what are you hearing from the Lord? How are you listening to his voice? I just want to ask you what Miss Betty Jane would always ask me, what word are you standing on today? It's so easy to just think broadly and like, well, I'm in God's word. I'm reading the Bible regularly, or maybe sometimes. I'm listening to the wake up call. But I guess I'm asking you, like, what is the word? What's the particular word from God's word that he's speaking? He's highlighting, right? We sometimes highlight in our Bibles. Well, I think the Holy Spirit highlights words in Scripture for us. Which one is that right now? We're going to sing here in a minute. I'm thinking about doing a workshop. Let me just put it out there here. First hearing. I don't have time to fully develop the concept for you, but looking around the 1st of December, I'm probably going to send an email out. I'd love it if you just do a quick, I'm open, in, willing, considering it, or I'm not interested. So I don't like to do things if there's not like momentum of people that want to do them with me. That's to me a sign the Lord's doing something else. But I want to help you land on a word from God, from his word. I'm already thinking about 2025. And we're going to jump into this in Advent, 1st of December. I want to help you land a word from God's word that can carry you through the whole year. And I want to lead a little workshop on how to hear that from the Lord. And it's an Advent thing to do. And then in the new year, we're just going to start standing on it and walking around it and picking it up and looking at it and all those things. So watch for my email coming soon. Now, we're going to sing number 439 today. This is another one that I've sung this one before, but it's not one I've ever sung in church. It's called Lord Speak to Me, 439. It's very short. It's very powerful. I've loved the lyrics of it for years, and I've sung it a couple of times here on the wake-up call, Lord, Speak to Me. That's what obedience comes from, right? We think obedience is just like follow the rules, obey, get in line. No, that's not biblical obedience. Obedience is cultivating the kind of relationship with the Lord where he is speaking to us, where we're finally hearing it. And it's next level. And that's where we all want to go, next level. Lord, speak to me is the hymn 439. We're going to sing it in a minute, but that's why I picked it. Obedience means to hear and to trust and to move. That's what's so needful. And it's interesting how that's the secret to nobody has too much, nobody has too little. It's not some sort of redistribution of wealth program. It's not some sort of Marxist socialism. It's not utopian idealism. It's not, you know, government and politics. That's all. When that gets into like, let's figure out how to make enough for everybody, that goes sideways fast. It's only as a people begin to hear the voice of God personally and together and lean in to faith. That's where God does the miracle. And again, this is not, it's not some sort of social program out in the world. It's something that happens in the community of God's people. I mean, the church is the icon of the kingdom of God. It's if you look, go back in Acts and look at how it worked there. I mean, it happened. And it was a beautiful thing. Anyway, let's sing, guys. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. O strengthen me that while I stand firm on the rock and strong in thee, I may stretch out a living hand to wrestlers with a troubled sea. O teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious things thou dost impart, and wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. Fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart o'erflow. In kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. O, use me, Lord, use even me, just as thou wilt and when and where. Until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. Amen. What a prayer that we just sang together. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. Living echoes of thy tone. That's quite a phrase. Well, it's Thursday, and we're making the turn. We've made the turn this week, and we're going to be on the fields today. The shop is open, and now it's moving. This is a moving tabernacle of the presence of God, right? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. And the opportunities will abound to sow seeds of encouragement, of love, of goodness, of blessing. You got to be ready. But you are ready, because Jesus has set up shop in you today. I can't wait to see what happens. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.